Well, I thought that this was an appropriate thing to talk about today, seeing as we got our first snowfall in quite some time.
Yes.
There's actually snow on the ground, which is kind of exciting to see.
And
there's
plows.
Yep, there's plows going down the roads now.
Yeah.
So on this day in 1924, the very first Winter Olympics kicked off.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. I know how much you
love
the Olympics, especially the Winter Olympics.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I love
So
them.
They took place in Chamonix, France, which is in the French Alps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great place.
So originally held in association with the 1924 Summer Olympics, these sports competitions were held between January 25th and February 5th. The games were organized by the French Olympic Committee and were originally called the International Winter Sports Week. Now they're like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks long.
Yeah, right.
But there was just like a week back then.
Just 1 week.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
With the success of the event, it was retroactively designated by the International Olympic Committee as the first Olympic Winter Games.
Oh, okay.
So 5 years after the birth of the modern Olympics in 1896, the first organized international competition involving winter sports was staged in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
It was called the Nordic Games, and only Scandinavian countries competed.
What? Come on.
Like the Olympics, it was staged every 4 years, but always in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
So the 1924 games proved to be a success when more than 250 athletes from 16 nations competed in 16 events. The original five Winter Olympic sports were the bobsleigh, curling, ice hockey, Nordic skiing, which included military patrol, cross-country skiing, Nordic combined, and ski jumping.
Wow.
And skating, which included figure skating and speed skating.
Speed skating. Yeah.
Of all those athletes, only 13 were women, and they only competed in the figure skating events.
Come on.
It was a different time. It was 1924.
Very sexist. Yeah. Very sexist.
So athletes from Finland and Norway won 28 medals, more than the rest of the participating nations combined.
Wow.
However, the first gold medal to be awarded at the Winter Olympic Games was won by an American named Charles Jutra in the 500-meter speed skate.
That's right.
Making him the first Winter Olympic champion.
There you go.
Yeah.
USA, baby.
The Canadian hockey team proved to be a powerhouse in 1924. Over the course of the competition, the team scored 122 goals.
Jeez, wow.
With just three scored against them.
That's, wow.
So, yeah, they dominated.
Wow, they did, yeah.
Yes. The tradition of holding the Winter Olympics in the same year as the Summer Olympics would continue until 1992, after which the current practice of holding a Winter Olympics in the second year after each Summer Olympics began.
I like that because it spreads out Olympics. So
it does. It's every 2 years. It's wonderful.
I can only go 2 years before I have to hear more about Olympics.
Yeah.
I suppose I could get a four-year stretch before.
Right.
Now it's just 2 years.
Just 2 years.
It's just like a nonstop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The final individual medal of the 1924 games was not presented until 1974.
Oh.
Yeah. The ski jumping event was unusual in that the bronze medalist was not determined for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
Norway's Thorleif Haug, that's a great name.
Thorleif
Haug.
Where's he from?
Norway.
Norway.
Yeah. He was awarded third place at the event's conclusion, but a clerical error in calculating his score was discovered in 1974 by a skiing historian who further determined that Anders Hagen of the United States, who had finished fourth, had actually scored 0.095 points more.
What? So how did Anders Hagen not notice that?
I don't know.
For all that time?
I don't know.
Okay.
So this was verified by the IOC, and in Oslo in September 1974, Hogg's daughter presented the medal to the then 86-year-old Hagen.
So there's Haug and Hagen.
Yep.
Maybe
I think they're from the same
up.
Place.
Maybe that's
what probably what it was.
Maybe that's a clear.
Accidental.
Yeah. Yeah. So the
you can
the,
see how it could happen.
Guy with the hog, the pig in the name, hog in the name.
Right.
Well, that must be Haug.
So the Winter Olympic Games have evolved since their inception.
Yeah.
Sports and disciplines have been added, and some of them, such as alpine skiing, luge, short track speed skating, skeleton, and snowboarding, have earned a permanent spot on the Olympic program.
Mm-hmm.
The Winter Olympic Games have been hosted on three continents by 13 countries.
Mm-hmm.
They've been held four times here in the U.S., most recently in Salt Lake City in 2002. I'm sure you remember that.
I do.
Yeah. The next Winter Olympics, mark your calendar, will be in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy, and they will take place between February 6th through the 22nd, okay. 2026.
Wow, it'll be here before I know it.
Yeah.
It certainly will. All right, you picked out a record to go along the 1924 Winter Olympics.
Yeah, so we're going to play Up on the Mountain since it was in the French Alps.
It was.
By The Magnificents.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. The Magnificence album, called Up on the Mountain. Sarah, dear reminders, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the 1924 Winter Olympics, the first Winter Olympics that started on this day in 1924, and it was in the French Alps, up in the mountains.
Are they going to make it, so what Olympics happen next year? Is that the summer?
Yes, summer.
Okay, summer. So are they going to make a big deal about it being 100 years since the beginning of the Winter Olympics? They will, right? They'll whoop that
up.
I'm sure.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a milestone.
Right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. More than 250 athletes from 16 countries competed in the first Winter Olympics.
An American speed skater won the first gold medal of the Games.
And the bronze medal in ski jumping wasn't awarded until 1974.
There you go. And it was awarded to Anders Hagen.
Yes.
It was taken from Thorleif Haug.
Yep.
And I would just like to say, Sarah, I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm. I'm rolling my eyes already because I already know what you're going to say.
Let me clear my throat. So his name was Thorleif Haug. If his last name was not Hog, it was simply Clover, what would his name be, Sarah? You mind telling everybody? His name would be?
Thorleif Clover.
Thorleif Clover. Yeah. Thank you. That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
All right, that's all we have. Folks want to learn more about the 1924 Olympics, and I'll post more jokes up there if you want. 1924 Olympics, Sarah, where do they go? What do they
please
do?
Please do, because that one wasn't great.
That
so if you come up
amazing.
With something better.
It was amazing.
So you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That's about it. Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Be careful on the roads heading home tonight. It's going to be slick. All right?
Yes. You too.
Okay, thank you. Peaches and Herb on the way. We've got the Commodores coming up. And, Chris DeBerg. Why not? Chris DeBerg on the way. Oh, and we have these. Oh, did I scare you? I'm sorry.
Wow, you got really excited.
Made you jump. Well, I forgot here. We've got tickets to see Kansas.
Ooh.
To give away. They're going to be at the Kodak Center on July 1st. So we're giving you a lot of time to clear your calendar for this. I am going to play a Kansas song. Between now and 7 o'clock, when I do, caller number 10, 222-4000, will win those Kansas tickets, all right? Now that I've told you all about it, you're ready to go. More on the way, traffic and weather on Legends 1027.